proof of what the mercies of God can do. If you knew me then, you'd believe me. I promise I'm not emotionally unstable. You can't tell that I was almost evicted yesterday because Jesus has given me such peace. Such mercy. So full and rich in mercy. And I mean it too. Because the funny thing is, you think that when Jesus is on your side, he's against the people who hurt you. What he did for me was more than defend me. He set me free from unforgiveness, from anger, from self-hate. And he gave me an identity. And that's what the mercy of God can do. So I'm sorry, I couldn't get through the first verse because it just hit me right in the face. It really did. Oh, man. But I had to share because our word really tells us who Jesus is. And he has so many names that when I was getting to know him, I didn't know that I was getting a father. I didn't know that I was getting a brother. I thought I was, you know, he was going to show me something I ain't never seen before. They call him Everlasting Father. Everlasting. I have no need or want for anything. I'm full and complete in Christ. And to be here, it brings me to tears. Because you live a life not knowing. No one will affirm it for you. Nobody will pay attention to you. But he keeps speaking the same things. He's so good. I have to cry about it, I'm sorry. I'm living proof of what the mercy of God can do. If you knew me then, you'd believe me now. You turned my whole upside down, took the old and made it new. That's what the mercy of God can do. And now I'm alive to tell the story, how I overcome.
Yes, and mercy
and the power of
and mercy. cross meant for me that my Savior carried. Oh, I've been set free by the mercies of God. Was the
Oh,